Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Oldenburg Academy. It's Jim Williams along with Brian Samples, and we've got a big boys game for you this evening between the Twisters of OA and the Cougars from South Decatur. And Brian, you've gone over each of these ball clubs, and I think even though they have losing records, quote unquote, they're fairly similar, and this should be a nice even matchup.
Yes, Jim, you're exactly right. When you look at both teams, South Decatur 9-12, Oldenburg 10-10, you look at the points scored, points given up, both in the 50s. Everything matches up even with these guys. Oldenburg probably playing a little bit better now with that 10-10 record. They had two or three kids hurt off and on all season. Finally got everybody back for this little stretch they've been on. Won five out of six games. So with everybody back healthy, Coach Higdon pretty happy with that. Tonight's one of those games, Jim, who's going to show what, because there's no conference game involved here or anything, and you got the sectional next week. They could easily meet up in that championship, so a little chess game tonight.
And we'll go through at some point tonight just how that could work, because it showed up to me right away. It's like, oh, yeah, this may not be over. So we'll be right back with the coaches in advance of this one. Maurice Buckner for the the Cougars, and Michael Higdon for the Twisters. Both coaches on the way back-to-back next on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student-athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back with the coach of the South Decatur Cougars, Maurice Buckner. And coach, neither team has a terrific record coming in here, but I understand it can be quite a rivalry.
Yeah, so we do play a lot of 3A, 2A competition, being a smaller school. Would only hopefully prepare us for this moment, but if you look in our sectional, sorry, I gave it a second there for the background noise, but if you look in our sectional, we are currently 4-1. But also, if you look at Ed Oldenburg's record, I think equally that they've won some games that teams have beat us and vice versa. So, you know, we're expected for tonight to be a pretty competitive game.
And I presume both of you really like your draw. Oldenburg even got a bye in that first round.
Yeah, that's probably the better of the draw. But You know, we'll face Edinburgh, and, you know, that's someone that we had to beat throughout the season. We'll have the winner of the Waldron Jacksonville game, I believe, second game. So I like where we're at currently right now going into the sectional. I think with our strength and schedule coming towards the end of the year, that it's going to really prepare us for a good run.
And, Coach, since I haven't had a chance to see the Cougars yet, let everybody know just how much Jacob Scruggs makes your team go.
You know, Jacob, he's getting attention from Division I colleges, and, you know, there's a ton of colleges. So when you got a player like that, and it definitely adds an element, you know, to the team. But, you know, we definitely need others to be able to step up in the big moments when defenses do collapse on Jacob, and we only expect those things to happen. I'm sure tonight they'll probably run into a box and one or some sort of, you know, triangle and two or whatever the case to stop them, and we're fully prepared for any of the defenses. But to answer your question, it's extremely important, but also it's really fun as a coach to have a dynamic player like that that can go out on any night and, you know, have 30, 40 point nights. So,
well, and it seems like this is going to be a relatively even match, even though neither team's gotten as many wins as they would like. You guys seem to match up fairly well together.
Yeah, if you look at John Harrell, you know, I don't know how he comes to his scores, but yeah, he's does a pretty good job, and he thinks so as well. But I've seen some film from Oldenburg. You know, I've seen some really good games from him, and I've seen games where they may have been down one or two kids and probably didn't have the outcome that they wanted. So we'll take it just one play at a time and see what we can dig out here.
And then besides Jacob, who should fans be listening for from the Cougars for a big performance?
Oh, absolutely. We got Colby Rathburn. He's you know, a very scrappy player, likes to start things on the defensive end and rebounds as a guard, plays with a lot of heart for us. Jalen McMurray has the ability to spread the floor for us. He's hit some big shots in some games. We've got Jamison Keller, who also, you know, as a 6'3 wing, can also spread the floor, get in there and grab some boards. So Taylen Apsher, also someone that probably has fell under the radar, who can really get in there and get some rebounds for us, some good putbacks, and a pretty solid defender. So, again, definitely look forward to Drake Skaggs. Last but not least, Drake Skaggs, who, just a sophomore, is a starter with our group, and great ball handler, extremely basketball savvy, very athletic as well. So really helps out with Drake, Jacob, and Colby from a defensive standpoint with how we continue to strategize throughout the rest of the season.
This should be a fun one. Thanks a lot, Coach. Yeah,
no problem. Thank you.
That's Coach Maurice Buckner of the South Decatur Cougars, and we'll be right back with Michael Higdon in a moment on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Margaret Mary Health, they believe prevention and early detection are key in the fight against breast cancer. That's why they recommend all women receive mammograms yearly, starting at age 40. When it comes to technology, Margaret Mary offers advanced 3D mammography to their patients. If you can't afford a mammogram or your insurance doesn't cover it, financial assistance is available, thanks to funding from the Indiana Breast Cancer Awareness Trust. To find out if you qualify, call 812-933-5134.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And back with the coach of the Oldenburg Twisters and Michael Higdon, coach and athletic director. You got a nice even record at 10-10 on the season and two games left, including this one. Tell us what your team's feeling like coming in.
You know, we're playing pretty well. We got everybody back healthy, like we've been talking about. We've had a couple close, tough games that we were able to finish out. And, you know, the one loss, I think, in the month was Hauser by two. And we had a last-second look. So I think we talked about trying to peak in March, and I think that's kind of what we're doing right now is we're starting to trend up, I think. So hopefully we can stay on that.
Very good. And the impression I've gotten of Hauser is that not only are they leading the league, but it seems like they like to beat people by big margins. Is that fair?
Yeah, Hauser's very good. They're quick, young, they don't even have a senior. So they're going to be pretty tough next year as well. They're probably the favorite. I think they're the favorite to win their sectional this year. But, yeah, we did. We played well, executed the game plan, and we've been playing pretty well the last few games.
So what do you think about this one tonight in your next-to-last regular season contest?
Just got to keep on attacking offensively, try to go inside out. We've got to try to figure out a way to contain Scruggs' kid, which not many people have been able to do. He's a pretty good player. So hopefully we can try to limit him and not let the other guys go off. And I think if we can do that, then we can be there in the end.
Shockingly, even though it's been 3 months, it's my first chance to see South Decatur. So what can you tell fans and me about them?
They're very aggressive. They like to press. They like to get up and pressure you. And a lot of their offense revolves around the Scruggs kid. He's averaging about 24 and 5 assists and like 5 rebounds about. He kind of makes their offense go. They like to play through him, and he's so quick and tough to guard. Whether you're doubling him, staying in front, backing off, doesn't matter. He's going to find ways to score.
But are you guys peaking right here at the end? We thought you looked pretty sharp the other day.
Yeah. You know, we're taking care of the ball defensively. We started to finally pick it up man-wise. We're starting to, kind of help each other out on defense, stay in front of the ball better. And offensively, we're doing a good job of taking care of the ball and getting the shots we want.
All right, Coach. Well, tournament's next week, and you got one more game with Lawrenceburg. We'll see how you do tonight.
Yep, appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks so much. It's Coach Michael Higdon, and we'll be right back to tip things off in a moment from Oldenburg Academy on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Yes, it is. Jim Williams and Brian Samples are back here at Oldenburg Academy. And Brian, as I was saying with the coaches and in our discussion as well, this seems to me like it should be a pretty fun game, a relatively even match, and a good way to spend the evening.
Yes, it should be. You look at John Harrell. He's got these two lined up within 4 points. One thing Coach Buckner talked about was the fact of the their record compared to Oldenburg, the teams that they play. You know, their teams that they play are 17 games over 500. You look at Oldenburg, their opponents are 40 games under 500. So crazy.
When you showed me that stat, it's like, oh my, maybe things aren't that even.
Yeah, so I think that's what brings us back in. Again, Oldenburg, I think, playing better as we come into this one right now. But we'll find out here in just a little bit.
Absolutely, we will. And we'll have the starting lineups in a few moments and get the anthem and such as well. And, of course, everybody is getting ready to head into sectional time. And, Brian, with these two ball clubs, it seems like everybody's ready to get through this and then the last game in 2 days and then get going.
You're right. That's where they're at right now. With Oldenburg, no conference, South Decatur, about third place in theirs. They're just ready to get to next week at this point.
So, see if anybody overlooks things tonight. It should be very interesting indeed. We will not do that, however. We'll bring you every second of the action, and we'll be getting it underway in just a few moments from now. It's time for prayers, anthems, and such, and we're back after this on WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Ready to tackle outdoor projects? Visit Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville, your go-to for quality outdoor equipment. Explore John Deere compact tractors delivering power from 23 to 100 horsepower for both residential and commercial. Financing available with approved credit. Nobby Mower Shop, locally owned for 40 years, is your go-to for outdoor equipment, offering pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Nobby Mower Shop, your partner in power. Visit today and get those projects rolling.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Kohler means reliability. That's why Kohler is a perfect partner for Hurt and Elko. Every Kohler generator is meticulously quality tested start to finish. Their engineering team runs hundreds of performance tests during the design process. Everything's examined down to the bolt. And before it leaves the factory, Kohler puts it through its paces one more time. The result is total reliability. This is Scott Lamping with Hurt and Elko. Stop by to find out more about Kohler generators. 108 West Pearl Street, Batesville.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Welcome back to Oldenburg Academy. We are just about ready to get this boys contest underway between the Cougars of South Decatur and the Twisters of Oldenburg Academy. And the Twisters are just being announced right now. Connor Miles will be out there to start. He is the 6'1 senior. Jacob Stenger, a 6'2 junior, will be on the floor as well, along with 6'3 senior Jacob Cornelius and 6'4 junior Henry Wanstroth, who scored 15 points just last week while we were here. And the fifth starter for Oldenburg tonight, Brian, will be 6'2 junior Calvin Grody, who has never scored a point, a senior rather, who has never scored a point in his high school career, but he will be allowed to do that in the opening minutes of tonight's game.
Yeah, that's really going to be something. I think they said he might have made a free throw or has attempted a couple of free throws, but I think what's going to happen, South Decatur is going to get the ball on the tip and score, come back the other way. They're going to let Calvin score down on this end, and then they'll switch it up. He's just got out of a boot. He's been in a boot most all year long, so he's just back healthy enough to get out there and do it. And he's jumping center.
There you go. And so for the visitors from South Decatur, it will be Jameson Keller, a 6'3 senior, Colby Rathman, a 5'10 senior, and quickly the Cougars put a layup in, but now look at this. The ball comes all the way back down court to Grody, and he's got his 2 points. We're tied at 2. 16 seconds into this one. Taylor Absher, a 6'2 senior, also starts for South Decatur. And Jacob Scruggs, of course, averaging 24 points a game, is the fifth starter at 6'1". Congratulations to Calvin Grody for being able to get into the game and score. He's been with the team throughout his career. He's been in uniform every week. It's a lot to give up, Ryan, to be part of a ball club like this.
You're exactly right. It's a great thing that happened. I'm also hearing that maybe Thursday night when Oldenburg plays Lawrenceburg, the same thing may happen. Lawrenceburg's got a kid in the same situation.
And here comes Zach Hoff with the ball for Oldenburg. That is Jacob Scruggs for South Decatur. And we are underway with 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Quick passes from Jameson Keller. And there comes back up front in the hands of Scruggs. Again, Jacob is the man to watch. 24 points per game. He is at the point. He comes left of the lane. One-handed left-handed shot. Good. It's now 4-2.
That's one thing Coach Higdon was worried about. They started out man-to-man. He got right to the bucket. He's got four already thanks to the gift layup to start.
At 6:47 to go in the first quarter, it's Oldenburg's first real possession. After the opening scoring play, Adam Weber has the ball for a moment for the Twisters. Jacob Stenger, who played well last week, gets it up front, now goes back underneath, and there's a nice assist pass. Weber scores the bucket. It's 4-4, and timeout called immediately by South Decatur. And we'll stick around here for this first one, Brian. What do you see in the actual offenses of the two teams so far?
Right now, both teams playing man-to-man. It looks like South Decatur is really getting after it. They're picking up about three-quarter court. Oldenburg on the other side picking up just down on the half court. But you're going to see, and we kind of talked earlier, I've seen Scruggs play for 4 years now. You're going to see that he's going to get to the bucket, and he gets there a lot. I mean, he's scoring 24 a game, so Oldenburg's really going to have to help off, or maybe they're letting him get his points and stop everybody else. Got two directions to go.
Been here at OA quite a bit, but this is my first time seeing South Decatur, so it's nice to be able to, I think, finally complete my rundown of all the rosters in the region. And the inbound pass comes in to Jameson Keller. He brings it across for South Decatur. The Cougars have it with a pass intended to go out to the corner from Colby Rathburn, but it's picked off by the Twisters. Bring it back across now, Stenger. Fine point guard. Taller than many. He gives it away to Weber. Off to the right wing, and there is the long three from Connor Miles off the back of the iron. Not there. And goes out of bounds off the Twisters. It will be Cougar ball.
We've talked a lot about Scruggs. Connor Miles scoring 20 points a game for Oldenburg as well, so along with Wanstroth on the inside. So big 1-2 combo there.
And Wanstroth had a terrific game just a week ago tonight. 5:48 to go in the first. We're tied at 4. Cougars send it around. Drake Skaggs. Also, as you heard Coach mention, somebody that other teams will have to look out for. Sinking that two from a short range, Jalen McMurray. It's now 6-4 Cougars, and the Twisters bring it right back. Miles with a nice pass underneath, and waiting for the jump to go by him is Jacob Cornelius. He scores his first two. We're tied again at 6. 5:20 to go in the first, and here is McMurray on the right wing. Gets it back up front. All the way around the horn they go. Over to the left side there, Skaggs. Now back up front to Taylen Absher. Trying the baseline for a moment is Rathburn, but he can't get there. So it's back in the hands of Jamison Keller. Down on the left wing and launching a long three and nailing it. Once again are the Cougars. That was brilliance. 9-6 now. Cougars. And here is Miles doing a long two at the other end. It is not good. And so it comes right back down in the hands of the Cougars. A walk on the play. Shuffled just a bit before getting rid of that pass. And Brian, was that Jalen McMurray on that three-pointer?
Yes, it was. He's got 5 as the first turnover of the game.
For either squad?
For either squad, and South Decatur hasn't missed yet. Coach David Disbro brought us a present.
Oh, outstanding. We appreciate our H2O up here, for sure. Here come the Twisters again, and twisting for a layup that doesn't go. It's off the rim. To the right side is Jacob Stinger, the 6'2 junior. Still 9-6 South Decatur. And that foul on Wanstroth. His first team foul for either squad. And here are the Cougars. Diving into the lane with almost a football type play was Jamison Keller. And after he did it about 3 times, they finally called him for the travel there, Brian.
You're right. I wondered about that. He kept bobbling it, but he did walk a couple times.
It was tucked under his arm like a football. Can't quite carry it that way. 4:01 to go in the first quarter. It's 9-6 Cougars as the Twisters bring it right back up with Connor Miles. Miles drives baseline. Off the glass. Good. And a foul. Miles with his first score makes it 9-8 at 3:52 to go.
A foul beyond number 11, Drake Skaggs. That's his first.
Pretty impressive sophomore for being only that age. Free throw off the front of the rim for Miles. We remain 9-8, 3:50 to go. Cougars got the board into the hands of Jalen McMurray, and he gets it right back up front to Skaggs. He now bounces it left to Keller. On the wing, it's McMurray once again. Back over to the right side, trying to go baseline, and having two defenders go up and past him is Colby Rathburn, but he has no shot. He's stripped of the ball. Twisters bring it right back, and there's Adam Weber up front.
First turnover of the game for South Decatur.
Back over to Jacob Stinger. Driving right side, 8-footer good, maybe 10-footer. It's now 10-8. Oldenburg with their first lead of the game, 10-9, I should say. Now on the right side for South Decatur. Throwing an interception inside is Rathburn, right into the hands of Weber, who brings it back for OA. Underneath, nice assist pass. Henry Wanstroth with his first score. It's 12-9 Oldenburg, and it's a timeout on the part of the Cougars. We'll be right back with more action. There's 2:49 to go in the first on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Oldenburg Academy, where the Twisters have suddenly taken a 12-9 lead over the Cougars of South Decatur. And, Brian, you know, we both missed the brief absence of Jacob Scruggs, who has 4 points in the game, and the other five for South Decatur held by Jalen McMurray. Jacob was out for a few moments and is now coming back in after the timeout, but they were playing pretty well without him out there.
Yeah, they were doing fine. He had 4 quick points, and he went out. He didn't get a foul, so I'm not sure why he went out of the game, but he's back now.
So after the timeout, we have 2:49 on the clock. It's 12-9 Oldenburg Academy. Scruggs does have the ball in his hands, dribbling it down the left side, now behind his back. He comes in toward the center. He is double-covered and down into the wing. Back up front to the corner for a long three, high off the rim and not good. That was off the hand of Jameson Keller. Jameson looked pretty comfortable with that shot, so I'm guessing he'll try it and make it a few more times, but he missed that one. Adam Weber has it now for Oldenburg, coming down the left side. He's covered by Scruggs. Gets it away to Stenger. Now underneath, knocked away by Keller. Good defense there by Jameson.
It was, and down on this end, Oldenburg is something Coach Higdon talked about. They were going to try to double-team Scruggs as many times as they could to have him give it up. So these other guys are going to have to hit some shots for him.
And how much physical stamina are you going to have to make that happen? Wanstrath had the ball for just a moment and passed it away. And Miles puts up a layup. It's not good. Foul as Scruggs comes down with the ball. This should be on Miles. It is indeed. His first, second team foul for Oldenburg, I believe.
Yes, you are correct. 2 fouls to 1.
So it will be Keller inbounding from the baseline to our left. Gets it into Jacob Scruggs. And here once again come the Cougars. Minute 55 remaining in the first quarter. Shot from just outside the arc is good. And now 7 points for Scruggs. It is 12-12. Minute 45 to go in the first. Miles, left wing, between his legs. Covered there well by Jalen McMurray and taken away by the Cougars. They bring it right back. Scruggs, NBA three. Air ball short. This will go right back to OA, Brian.
So I'm told that's the 10-foot line now and not the spike line. It always used to be the spike line, but all the girls over
on the volleyball court, right?
Yeah, they've straightened me out. So whatever line that is, where he just shot it from.
He barely stepped inside it. It was insane. Minute 23. Obviously, he can make it from there since he's trying it. Here is Weber for the Twisters. Dribbles baseline. Now he's stuck right under the backboard. Gets it back up front to Miles. And he cuts past a Cougar defender and is blocked on the layup that went off the rim. So he's got 2 free throws coming.
Yep. Referee deciding one way or the other real quick. That was that could have went either way. Went toward for Oldenburg.
Way for Miles to take the foul. And it's Jameson Keller with his first, second team foul for the Cougars. So Connor Miles to the stripe. First one good. He's got 3 in the game. And checking in for South Decatur is Colby Rathburn, the 5'10 senior.
Miles is 66% from the free throw line on the year.
Minute 10 remaining in the third. At first, let's see what happens on his third free throw. This one goes off the back of the iron, rebounded by Scruggs. Jacob brings it up left side for South Decatur. He is shuffling. He puts up a long two. It's not there. Pulled down by Rathburn. Gets it back up front to the right side for a 3. That's off the hand of McMurray, and it's not good. Back of the rim. Scruggs comes down with it again. More offensive opportunities for South Decatur. Left of the lane. He's 1-on-3. Layup off the side of the rim and goes off the Twisters, Brian. It's going to be a Cougar possession.
Yeah, South Decatur getting a lot of looks there. Coach Higdon can't like that. If you look out on the court, Oldenburg taller at each position, so Coach Higdon not going to like the offensive rebound.
Jameson Keller checks out for the Cougars. Inbounding it from the baseline. They go to Scruggs once again. And it's up to the 3 line out front, and that shot came from McMurray, who just hit a 3 a moment ago but missed that one. In and out, no good. 33 seconds remaining in the quarter. 13-12 OA. It's Adam Weber out by the volleyball line, just beyond NBA 3-point range. Miles, right of the lane, throws one underneath and just behind Wanstroth. And if Henry had been looking for that, it might have been a nice pass.
Yes, it was. It's a good play. He just wasn't ready for it. 4 turnover now on Oldenburg.
Isaiah Wagoner, the 6'3 junior, checks in for Oldenburg. Give Miles a bit of a rest before the end of the quarter here. 17.6 seconds remaining. Back into the action is Taylen Absher. And bringing it up court is Rathburn. And there is another three launched by McMurray. Not good. Put back by Scruggs. Not there. And pulled down by Cornelius of Oldenburg. And shot at the end. Not good. We finish the quarter with Oldenburg leading South Decatur 13-12 on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Nice games brought to you by outstanding sponsors, including Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and by Gehrings. It's 13-12 starting the second quarter here at Oldenburg Academy. And the Twisters inbound, getting it to Connor Miles. See what they can do about taking a lead away from these South Decatur Cougars. Over to the right wing it goes. That's Adam Weber in the corner. Brings it back up front to Stenger and now to Miles once again. Behind his back he goes. Into the lane, one on three, and foul on the Cougars.
Looks like they're going to get Colby Rathburn with that. It'll be his first of the second quarter.
They are indeed a little bit handsy there. Some officials would ignore that as incidental contact, but if you got to call it, you got to call it. 7:45 to go in the half, 13-12. And here is Miles for three. He is tagged as he releases the ball. And not able to believe it is Rathburn. His second foul in the last few seconds. That will bring Jameson Keller back in the game for South Decatur. And it gives Miles three attempts at the line, Brian.
Yes, and if it's any indication of what they're doing, the two teams, there was a second three for Oldenburg. They've been attacking the whole first quarter. On the other end, South Decatur was 2 of 8 shooting a three, and both teams were playing against man-to-man, so South Decatur going to crank it up.
First free throw good, and that makes a fourth point for Connor Miles so far tonight. Clock stops at 7:41. It's now 14-12. Make that 14-12. It goes in and out, no good. Keller is now back in for Rathburn, the 5'10 senior.
Connor just 2 of 5 so far from the free throw line. He's shooting 66%. So
wow. And Colby Rathburn still can't believe that foul. Neither can Coach Buckner. The officials are trying to explain it from the lane. One final shot remaining for Connor Miles of these three. And it goes down. That makes our score 15-12 Oldenburg. And here come the Cougars of South Decatur. 7.5 minutes remaining in the half. Nice looping pass underneath. That was a great assist to Taylen Absher for his first score of the game. It came from Drake Skaggs. Nice pass there. Here is Miles once again in the lane, hanging for Oldenburg. His layup is not good, and Miles chases the rebound down. On the floor, he gets it away into the hands of Wanstroth, and the Twisters still possess it. They wing it around a little bit to Stenger, back to Miles. Now they're calming down to get their offense set. There's Wanstroth just inside the foul line. He comes in and shoots just over the defender, who was Gerhardt. Damon Gerhardt in for the first time tonight, and Wanstroth got his own rebound, put it back for two. 17-14. The biggest lead either team has had is 3 points. Jacob Scruggs for South Decatur. One on two, now one on three. He whips a pass away to the right side. That was intended, Brian, for Damon Gerhart, the 6'5 senior, and went off him out of bounds.
And I think they've brought him into the game maybe to try to offset Henry Wonstroth on the other end.
Absolutely.
Henry went right at him the last time and scored. So.
And already Gerhart has been taken back out. So let's see what happens now for South Decatur as they try to defend OA, which has a nice head of steam in the last few moments. It is taken away. Nice deflection by the Cougars. They get it quickly up front to Scruggs, and he's in for two. That's going to get him not only a bucket but a free throw. And that's 7-9 points now for Jacob. The foul. Charge two. That will be Jacob Stenger, his first. So bucket good. Scruggs going into the stripe, suddenly 17-16. As Oldenburg thought they were pulling away a little bit. Not really a 3 points, right?
No, and you can't let him get out in transition like that.
Woo-wee.
80% free throw shooter.
And the first one's off the back of the rim. Not good. Comes down in the hands of Isaiah Wagoner, who's in for OA. He is fouled. And now foul on Taylen Absher. It should be his first of the game.
Yes.
15 foul, however, for South Decatur. And Taylen takes a seat. Looks like he's replaced in there by Jameson Keller, who just came back. Connor Miles to inbound on the baseline to our right. Full court pressure to be applied by South Decatur. Pass comes in to Stenger. Back across to Adams. And up front to Miles. Connor's going into the lane. He's making about an S-curve pattern, and the shot off the rim, rebounded by the Cougars. Now Scruggs with a quick dribble, and he's one on three. Almost a charge. Yes, they call it a charge. Wow.
Good position. I think that was Stenger that took the charge. Is that right?
I think it is. Man alive. I thought that was moving, but they're going to say he was standing still. And checking in for the first time tonight will be Grant Goldsmith for OA. He will replace, for a moment, Henry Wonstroth inside. Bringing it up is Adam Weber. And he's fouled on the sideline by the Cougars, they say. That will be Colby Rathburn with the foul, his third.
I don't know. I thought the official had a four up there, but
I thought there was a four on his fingers too, but there's,
yeah, it's Alex Myers on number 24.
It is Alex. All right.
I thought he put a 2-4 up.
Alex had just come in a moment ago.
More importantly, it's a 15 foul with 5 minutes, 55 seconds to go in the period.
Setting up the 1-1 the rest of the half for Oldenburg. First shot for Adam Weber is good. Makes it 18-16 now. Myers, a 6'3 senior, had only been in a few moments, and of course the South Decatur unis are really sharp, but it is maroon on black.
I don't know how you're seeing them. I keep looking. I'm squinting.
I'm glad I have my contacts instead of my glasses, that's for sure. 5:55 to go in the half, and the officials discuss and finally get it back to Weber. 5:55 remaining. It's 18-16 Oldenburg right now. Make that 19-16. Second shot good. 5:50 remaining in the half. South Decatur brings it up. There's Jacob Scruggs. Left wing. Over to Keller for a moment. Now farther right, bringing it up in front of Skaggs. Back to Alex Myers. And now here's a hanging jumper for Scruggs. It's left side of the lane, not good, off the rim, pulled down by Jacob Stenger. Away, gets it across to Weber. Adam drives baseline, and they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. He did.
So this has been a pretty good quarter to start as far as turnovers. First quarter, it was 5 turnovers to 3.
How few are there now?
Haven't had any this quarter yet.
Okay. Inbounds comes the pass from Miles. Up front to Stenger. Back to Connor Miles on the right wing now. He cuts in for the layup. Misses that one off the back of the iron. And almost pulled down by Scruggs of the Cougars. He was fouled there. And that's going to be on Grant Goldsmith, his first for the Twisters. 5:10 remaining in the first half, 19-16, Oldenburg Academy over South Decatur. Neither of these teams has as good a record as they would like. 10-10 for the Twisters at this point, 9-12 for what should be an explosive offense for the Cougars. And we'll check with Brian on a coaching standpoint about that in just a moment when we have a break. Jalen McMurray has that ball, gets it back to Jacob Scruggs. Scruggs should be tearing up most leagues with all that athletic ability, but the Cougars haven't been able to get on the winning side. It is Drake Skaggs now over to the left side. Two Scruggs once again. Dribbles toward the baseline and puts up a jumper left side, 12 feet, not good. And with a rebound and going up for another pair was Alex Myers, and he's fouled. They're going to call this on Jacob Stinger. I believe that's his second, Brian.
Yes, you're correct. Now the team third, so they're starting to even that up a little bit. I think this is exactly what you're going to see next week in that sectional over at Edinburgh. I think game after game is going to look just like this.
Very interesting. Now we'll get into all that at halftime since the pairings are out. Myers seemed to have something in his eye, but got rid of that. The inbound pass comes near midcourt to Drake Skaggs, and there is a long three from Jacob Scruggs. His second of the game, it's suddenly tied at 19. 4:26 to go, and a pass from Miles goes right past Grant Goldsmith and out of bounds. So OA quickly turns that one over. That's something they were not expecting, neither were their fans.
I have them now for 6 turnovers, which they're only averaging about 11 a game.
With 4:20 to go in the half, let's see. Pass goes to McMurray. And long three from Scruggs on the right side is not there. Skying for the rebound is Henry Wanstroth back in the game. He gets it away to Connor Miles. Miles goes right of the lane for OA. Twists and turns and gets a layup to go.
Nice left-handed shot.
Nice play by Connor Miles right there. 21-19, 3:58 to go in the half. Bring it up on the left side is Drake Skaggs for South Decatur. He gets it underneath, and there is Myers for a bucket that's good. He'll have a free throw coming too. Fouled on the way in was senior Alex Myers. And is this on Grant Goldsmith? 33, I think it was. That would be Grant's second. He does come out.
Yep,
so
he's coming out.
He's replaced in there by Zach Hoff, a 6-foot junior. Myers to the foul line. 3:47 to go in a half. We're tied at 21. Make it 22-21 South Decatur now. On the free throw going good. Weber over to the new man in, which is Hoff. They don't quite get it up front fast enough to get across the 10-second line. Now they get the pass up there. It's off over to Adam Weber. Left wing trying baseline again. Can't get there. Cornelius up front, who started, was out, and is it back now. And Connor Miles has been running the show for Oldenburg. Looking just terrific so far this evening. He cross-courts it over to Weber. Back to Miles between the circles. He goes left of the lane, off the glass for two. Connor Miles on fire tonight, Brian. 23-22 now our score. 3:10 to go in the first half. And an interception at midcourt. It's Jacob Cornelius for OA. He comes down, almost charges, and no foul there. Ball off the rim from 8 feet. Bring you right back are the Cougars. Left-handed layup, or underhanded layup, I should say. Good for Drake Skaggs. As he wound through traffic, that was a pretty NBA-type play. Bucket will count. Foul on Adam Weber of Oldenburg. It's 24-23 now. Wow.
I'll tell you what, if you don't turn around, South Decatur is down the court. Both teams getting them down the court, but South Decatur very good at getting it down there quick. Oldenburg having a hard time setting up their defense.
Both teams showing the quickness tonight and the moves, and I can't believe the records for either one. Free throw is in, good. No, they say the Skaggs stepped on the line. The 6-foot sophomore. It was a nice shot there, but he does give his South Decatur Cougars a 1-point lead, 24-23 with 2:56 to go in the half. We'll pause for 30 seconds and be right back on 103.9 FM and the new WRBI app.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
It's just as good a game as we had hoped here at Oldenburg Academy, where the OA Twisters are hosting the Cougars of South Decatur. And Brian Samples, this is at 24-23, every bit the matchup we had hoped.
Yes, it is. And you look at the prediction, 57-53 Oldenburg, about spot on right now. 2 minutes, 56 seconds to go here in the first half. So numbers are all lining up.
Very good. 2:56 remaining. Let's see what happens here. Oh, and one thing that was great that happened early, and hope the bosses are paying attention, Jacob Scruggs' mom downloaded the WRBI app right in front of us so she could listen to the game. That's pretty cool. And she's been holding her phone up to her ear at various times throughout the first half. Oldenburg inbounds the ball. Adam Weber bringing it across midcourt with Connor Miles. Weber dribbling slowly. The Twisters have not gone slowly much of this half. He gets it away to Cornelius. Back to Weber. And picked off by Scruggs. He brings it all the way down for the layup. Left-handed is good. And he's going to be fouled for a free throw. Oh, my. A pretty play, Brian, I've got to say, for Jacob Scruggs. That's probably exactly what anybody taking photos would want such a player to look like.
You're
very,
right.
Very smooth.
That foul was on Adam Weber. Like we talked earlier, I've seen Scruggs play now for this is 4 years, and he was like this as a freshman.
Oh, man. And that free throw, pure, just net, as Terrence Arney would tell us. 27-23 to go in the half now. Or that's the score, rather. 2:32 to go in the half. And having the ball on the right side is Isaiah Wagoner for OA. He gets it away to Miles, who launches a three on the left side. It's not there, and it goes off the Twisters, back to the Cougars. A bit of a momentum shift in this last few seconds, Ryan.
Yeah, there sure has been. And I think a lot of it started when South Decatur came out into that full court press. They were in that 1-2-2, and now they've dropped back into a trap on the half court. So both teams putting it all out here tonight.
Scruggs comes across, goes to the right wing to Jalen McMurray. Back up to Scruggs now. He's 1-on-2. Dishes it off, and that is Weber. And, excuse me, that was Skaggs, Drake Skaggs. Gave me a Skaggs and Scruggs mixed up here. All right, so Jacob backs it out near midcourt on the left wing for South Decatur. Minute 47 to go in the half. His team leading 27-23. Dribbles behind his back. Left of the lane from the foul line. Off the back of the iron, not there. Battling for the rebound is Taylen Absher, but the Twisters manage to get it and go all the way down court to Connor Miles. Goes off his hand out of bounds. This will remain Cougar ball
and
with a minute 34 left.
Eighth turnover now on Oldenburg, so very uncharacteristic of them. You know, I was wondering how this game would go tonight. If it works out next week, they can meet each other in that championship.
Indeed.
The way the brackets line up. You wondered how much one would show the other, but nobody wants to lose this.
Yeah. This is a wild one so far. Minute 25 to go in the half. Scruggs on the left wing. Out farther to Absher. He gets it up front. Back to Scruggs on the right side. Dribbles down the lane. Left of the paint and... No, they're not going to say that bucket is good. They are going to say he was fouled, but for two shots. And this will be Jacob Cornelius with his first for Oldenburg. Minute 15 to go in the half. Jacob Scruggs on the stripe. He's 1 of 2 so far. First shot away and rattles in good. Off the rim and the glass, it's down. 28-23. Biggest lead, I believe, Brian, either team's had so far.
Yes, exactly right.
So it has been tight indeed. Second shot. Swishing for Scruggs. It's 29-23. The biggest lead. Absher checks out and back in for South Decatur's Alex Myers. Connor Miles is at a huge half, and he has it now for OA. Goes over to his left side to Wagoner. Isaiah can't get rid of it. Goes back to Miles near midcourt. Wagoner now down to the foul line and dropping it off underneath. In for two. That from the hand of Jacob Cornelius.
Good job by the Twisters to use their height there. Went from one straw to high-low.
29-25, and there is Scruggs from the corner for three. Make it 32-25, 40 seconds remaining in the half. And the OA Twisters have it again. And there is Cornelius again. Underneath, crawls over the rim for two. Wow. 32-27, 30 seconds left now. Over on the left side for South Decatur. That is Jalen McMurray. Dribbling it away, gives it to Scruggs. Skaggs goes right by him, directing traffic. Now Jacobs out near midcourt. Covered out there by Isaiah Wagoner. Can't break for the bucket. Gets it back to McMurray, and that is an air ball short. Saved inbounds, but it goes right into the hands of Cornelius. Excuse me, to Wagoner for OA. And
I don't think they're calling anything.
As the horn sounds, OA wanted a travel call, but no. And so that is halftime with our score. South Decatur 32, Oldenburg Academy 27. Whew. Brian and I are tired, and we're going to be back to recap the half for you in just a moment on WRBI, the Sports Voice, 103.9 FM, as well as WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
Do you know a student pursuing a career in the medical field? If so, Margaret Mary Health is now accepting applications for their scholarship program. To qualify, students must go to school full-time and maintain a grade point average of 3.5 or higher. Applications are due by March 29th. For more information or to print an application, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org and click on their News and Events page.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Eisen's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a Target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Eisen's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
Wow, what a first half we've had here at Oldenburg Academy, where at the break, it is the South Decatur Cougars leading the OA Twisters 32-27. And, Brian, I don't think I've been as entertained in a game so far this season as I am here tonight. It's firepower on either side, and just turns out the Twisters have had a bit more of it in the first half. Leading all scorers is Jacob Scruggs.
Yes, and we kind of talked with the possible matchup next week. How would these teams play?
Man,
I mean, they're not worried about that matchup right now.
No, they're
playing
not.
Just as hard as they can go, and they're actually trying to, you know, they're tuning themselves in for next week. Obviously, South Decatur got the longer road. Oldenburg got the bye, so they're going to have a week off after they play Thursday night. But both teams, I mean, we talked about that sectional. Those records are all right there, and both teams are showing it right now. This is the way it's going to be next week.
Absolutely. And round out the scoring, we should point out that it was 13-12 after the first quarter, and then in the second, it was Oldenburg scoring 14 more points. However, the South Decatur Cougars scored 20, and so that's where we get to 32-27. And the individual totals, again, 19 for Jacob Scruggs, 2 points for Taylen Absher, 2 for Drake Skaggs, and 3 on a bucket and a free throw for Alex Myers for South Decatur. For Oldenburg, it is Connor Miles with 9 so far. Also, it seems like he scored more, but it's only 9. And 4 for Adam Weber, 2 for Jacob Stinger. Balanced scoring indeed for the Twisters. Jacob Cornelius has 6, 4 of those on late buckets in that first, the second quarter rather. And Henry Wanstroth, the big man, only has 4 points. Calvin Grody, of course, had the initial 2 for Oldenburg as the game started. So we're about 5.5 minutes remaining in halftime, and Brian checking out the sectional matchups. We're going to have some interesting games on Tuesday with Greensburg taking on Rushville, North Decatur facing Milan. Then on Wednesday, it's going to be Batesville, South Dearborn, Jacksonville, Waldron, Franklin County, Connersville, and South Decatur, Edinburgh. And the ones we were looking at come up on the 1st of March. Oldenburg will take on either Morristown or Southwestern Shelby. And Oldenburg will take on either Morristown or Southwestern. And then as we look further, South Decatur, if they can knock off Edinburg early on, that could possibly set up the rematch of tonight.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You look at Morristown and Southwestern. Morristown 3-17, Southwestern 3-16. So obviously Oldenburg with that bye game, one of them coming to them. You would think that's the good road, but you never know in the sectional. The other teams, look at Jacksonville 9-13, Waldron 9-10, South Decatur 9-12, Edinburgh 10-10. You can't match them up any better than that.
When? So it may be balanced.
Yes,
shockingly.
Shockingly,
as the IHSAA would have it, and rarely gets it, I'm sure.
Yes.
What a half it has been, and with the 19 points. Some of those buckets were flashy for Jacob Scruggs, but not all of them. Some of them he went about quietly, and I knew he had a good total. I didn't think it was that big until I added it up.
Yes, and, he's shooting from the volleyball line.
Yeah.
He can take you to the hole. He can pull up and shoot that 15-foot jumper. I mean, he's got it all, and he's actually missed a few shots tonight that he probably could have made and have a lot more points than that.
So what do you think is the key here in the second half? Oldenburg has played well, no doubt about it. And to be within 5 points of a firepower squad like South Decatur is something. But noting the records, it obviously hasn't all paid off the rest of the season for South Decatur. The weapons they're showing tonight have only resulted in 9 wins versus 12 losses.
Yes, and Coach Buckner talked about that, the ups and downs that they've had, and trying to get everybody on the same page, making the plays. But tonight, you would never know that. Oldenburg's playing a good defense. Oldenburg's going to have to clean things up with the 8 turnovers that they had and knock down a few more shots. Oldenburg, big height advantage, but they haven't used it that much.
Yeah.
Miles has got inside. He's got his 9 points, but they really haven't shoved that thing down inside. Maybe this second half they will.
Hey, Damon Gerhardt is out here at a 6'5 senior and has not played, I don't believe, in that first half, but the big man on the bench as a senior? Wow.
Yes, I think he only got in, like you said, he was in about 30 seconds.
Tremendous athletes.
One play and then right back out. So, but they're all built on speed. They're getting up and down the court.
Absolutely. So we will see more of what happens tonight, and Brian will give us more insight into the potential of the sectionals as this one wraps up. But, boy, what a great half it has been. We're so glad to be here. Jim Williams with Brian Samples, and we'll be right back with the Twisters and the Cougars, and have a huge second half indeed. Our break score is 32-27 South Decatur over Oldenburg Academy. Second half next on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Immerse yourself in outdoor bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your green haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower, perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Ready for the second half to get underway here at Oldenburg Academy. It's the South Decatur Cougars leading the Twisters 32-27. Boys varsity action on WRBI, brought to you by great sponsors, including Ison's Family Pizza, the home of Coach's Corner, also SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, by Bruns Gutzwiller, by J.C. Bank, and by Margaret Mary Health. We are back in action as Jacob Scruggs gets the inbound pass, going from our right to left now in the second half. He passes to his left to Colby Rathburn, and here come the Cougars of South Decatur. There is a wide open three for Scruggs. It's off the back of the iron. Not good. Skying for that rebound is Jacob Stenger, the guard for Oldenburg. Gets it right back to Connor Miles on the baseline for two, and it's good. Connor now has 11 in the game, and it's 32-29. Bringing the ball up now is Drake Skaggs going over to the left side for South Decatur to Colby Rathburn. Back up front in the hands of Jameson Keller. There is Skaggs once again. Skaggs not to be confused with Scruggs. Now it's in the hands of Scruggs. He's double covered. Loses the grip for a moment. Gets it away to Keller. Now he's on the right side. And putting up a jumper from the right part of the foul line is Colby Rathburn, but it's off the back of the rim. Not good. And the Twisters rebound it. Connor Miles for a three. Long and not good. It's high off the back of the rim. Foul away from the ball, they say. This will be, I believe, on Jameson Keller. 31, yes indeed. And I believe that's Jameson's second of the game. 6:50 to go in the third. 32-29, the South Decatur lead. And Miles with the inbound pass. He goes to Henry Wanstrup. Back to Miles as he comes right back in. Now Wanstroth from 10 feet in for two. Good pass to Henry there, Brian.
Yes, and that's kind of what we talked about. We thought Oldenburg may try to go inside this half.
32-31 now, 6.5 minutes remaining in the third. Launching a long three from the right side is Keller for South Decatur, but it's not good. Foul underneath, again away from the ball. This is going to be on Jacob Stenger. Jacob's third of the game. Critical there, and coming in to give him a break and get him off the floor is Isaiah Wagoner, who had a pretty good first half.
Yes, and you know, in that second quarter, you had Cornelius and Stenger with two fouls, so they set a big part of that second quarter as well, attributing to that deficit at the half.
32-31, as Scruggs gets the inbound pass from Keller, he puts a layup up on the left side, and it's partially blocked by Jacob Cornelius, who comes down with a rebound. Still a one-point deficit for the Oldenburg Twisters. Getting it inside, almost knocked away. That is Wanstroth, fouled and two. He'll be shooting a free throw as well. Foul goes to Jameson Keller. That's his third for the Cougars, Brian. Wanstroth to the line.
And then we talk right back into Wanstroth again. Two straight possessions. He's got 4 points. Making a one-point game, chance to tie it.
And now Keller comes out. Alex Myers, who had a pretty good first half, is back in for South Decatur. Free throw good, completing the three-point play for Wanstroth. Gets 34-32. Oldenburg now. And now on the left side for South Decatur, trying to go baseline but not getting a spot, is Colby Rathburn. He gets it back up front now to Scruggs. Jacobs comes in. He's over the rim and not good. Rebound, having to step over his own man, is Isaiah Wagoner. Trapped in the backcourt, gets it away to Adam Weber, who brings it across midcourt for Oldenburg. Over to Connor Miles on the right wing. 1-on-3. He unloads it underneath, and putting it up off the rim and in for two is Jacob Cornelius. He has 8 points in the game. It's 36-32 Oldenburg now. Scruggs comes down for a bunny shot, misses it, and gathers himself, puts it back for three. Technical foul on Coach Buckner. Oh, my.
I don't know what happened, man. It cost him a three.
The three was effortless and would have been good, but not now. And it's a T on the coach. That could be hugely costly for South Decatur. Shooting the free throws, Henry Wanstroth for Oldenburg. First one good. 37-32. Make it 38-32. Again, a six-point lead, the biggest either team has had. This time, it is the Oldenburg Twisters who have that lead. 5:31 to go in the third. What a game on WRBI on this lovely Tuesday night.
Everything this quarter for Oldenburg has been at the bucket. Everything at the rim.
That's where you want to play it. And Connor Miles has it way up front for the Twisters once again. Goes over to his right side to Adam Weber. Double team. Now to Wanstroth at the line. He comes left of the lane. Does he go up? He does, and he hits it again. Henry Wanstroth really putting it on here in this third quarter. 40-32 now. Big lead of the game. Oldenburg has it. And handling the ball for South Decatur is Drake Skaggs. He dribbles across midcourt and down to his right. Back up front to Jacob Scruggs. Scruggs, double team, backs it out. Over to the left, on the wing is Rathburn. Now down to the corner. Thinking about putting up a shot was Taylon Abshire, but no. Gets it back to Skaggs, now to Scruggs. 4.5 minutes remaining in the third. South Decatur trailing by 8. Scruggs to the foul line, too good. 21 points on the game for Jacob, 40-34.
That's a heck of a shot. You're not going to do anything with that.
Absolutely. Oldenburg brings it back. And there is a pickoff. Good interception by David Skaggs. He comes three-quarter court with a layup. Not there. Connor Miles pulls it off the rim. Baseball passes it right back down court for a layup that's good for Jacob Cornelius. 42-34 as we go under 4 minutes remaining in the third. And timeout on the floor called by Coach Buckner. 3:56 remaining. It's 42-34 Oldenburg. Full timeout on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Oldenburg Academy, where the Twisters have outscored the Cougars of South Decatur in the third quarter, 15-2. It's 42-34 in favor of the Twisters. And Alex Myers is standing by the inbound for South Decatur. And the officials are just standing with the ball.
I think they've asked somebody to leave the gym.
Uh-huh.
They were...
kicking a fan out.
Yeah, they were waiting until they got out of the gym.
Uh-huh. All right, there they go. Now Myers will inbound right next to the bench for South Decatur. Gets it in to Jacob Scruggs. Handling it now is Colby Rathburn. At the volleyball line, he goes over to Scruggs on the right wing. Covered out there by the defense of Isaiah Wagoner, who's done a pretty nice job off the bench. Back up front, and now goes left side to Skaggs. David doesn't have anywhere to go on the baseline. He gets it back up front into the hands of Alex Myers. And now Skaggs launches three from the left side. It's not there. Could have been a foul underneath. Air ball comes down in the hands of Taylen Absher. And throwing it away inside is Colby Rathburn, right back to the Twisters. And now it goes right back to the Cougars. Jacob Scruggs comes full court for the layup. His fourth point of the second half. It is now 42-36. 3:04 to go in the third quarter.
Scruggs and I with 23 on the game.
That's a pretty nice game, but he's still got a quarter and a half to go, or a quarter and a little less than a half to go. Here come the Twisters with Connor Miles on the left side. Getting it over to Adam Weber on the right. Slowing things down are the Twisters. Weber can't get beyond the wing, so he dribbles up between the circles again. Going left, back to Miles. Left wing, long three, smooth and good. It is 2.5 minutes to go in the third, 45-36. A 9-point lead, biggest of the game for the Oldenburg Academy Twisters. Jacob Scruggs pulls up and launches a three of his own. It is off the rim and not there. Adam Weber comes down with a rebound for OA. 2:15 to go in the third. Over to the left of Miles. To the foul line is Wanstrop. Has the ball tipped away. Gets it back to Miles. Three from the corner. Not there this time. And it goes off the Twisters. No. Yeah, it does go off the Twisters. And it's going to be Cougar ball. Checking in is Jalen McMurray for the Cougars.
South Decatur shot 18 threes to just 7 for Oldenburg.
And taking a seat is Colby Rathburn. 18 threes for the game?
Yes.
Wow, I thought you were saying third quarter for a second. I was like, oh my, that's a lot. Just under 2 minutes now to go in the third. Trailing by 9 are the Cougars of South Decatur. Here's David Skaggs. Dribbling right, dribbling left. He's fouled. Somebody's fouled. Let's see. This is going to be on Isaiah Wagoner, who's done a pretty darn good job subbing off the bench quietly. The junior with his first foul. That gives it to South Decatur on the baseline. The inbound quickly to Scruggs, up for three, off the rim. He's been cold shooting in this second half, third quarter. Minute 40 remaining, and it's now 45-36. Oldenburg, Miles can't get a shot up. Good defense in there by Absher, and now a three comes from the left wing. Not good from Miles. Pulled down by David Skaggs. He gets it quickly up court and launching three from the right side and nailing it is Jameson Keller. Excuse me. No, Colby Rath. No.
That was McMurray.
Was McMurray. Okay, there we go. Jalen McMurray, who had a three in the first quarter. He ripped that one from NBA range. Now it's 45-39. Losing track of the Cougars there for a moment. Must be the black on maroon uniforms. Minute remaining in the third quarter. 45-39. Weber for Oldenburg. Goes over to the left of Miles. Back to Weber. launching his own three and left-handed from the right wing. Not there with the rebound. It's McMurray. Scoops it off to the left side to Scruggs. Spinning in the lane and left-handed layup good. That was the prettiest play of the game, I got to admit. Wow. 45-41 on the bucket. 35 seconds remaining in the third. Jacob showing exactly what he can do there. My Lord. Cross-court pass that goes from Connor Miles to Adam Weber. Weber near midcourt. Covered by Scruggs. Miles looking for some more help. 20 seconds remaining in the third. 45-41. South Decatur's fought its way back after being dramatically outscored in the first several minutes. Miles doesn't have a pass to make. Gets it away to Weber, and they're going to call a foul on Drake Skaggs for barely touching the waistline of Adam Weber. And so Skaggs gets his second foul of the game with 11.8 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Oldenburg had built this lead by going inside, inside, inside. Their last three possessions have been long threes. They haven't hit any. It's let South Decatur come right back.
And they have done it indeed. A pass into Isaiah Wagoner, and it goes off Isaiah's hands out of bounds. He can't believe it. Neither can some Twister fans. Inbound pass to be thrown now by the Cougars right next to Coach Buckner in their bench. It's going to be at Alex Myers doing the passing. In the backcourt is Jacob Scruggs, being covered loosely by Isaiah Wagoner. Scruggs does get the ball. 7 seconds remaining in the quarter. South Decatur trailing by four. 2 seconds. It's up from the left side of the lane and off the rim. Not good. That's the way we end three periods. But it's going to be an exciting fourth quarter coming up. We have Oldenburg Academy leading South Decatur 45-41 on WRBI Radio 103.9 FM, the WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Back for the fourth quarter between the South Decatur Cougars and the Oldenburg Academy Twisters. Buckle up, everybody. It's going to be nutty here. 45-41 Oldenburg to lead. Connor Miles throws the inbound pass to start the fourth quarter, going to Adam Weber. It's back in the hands of Miles, and we're underway. Over to the right wing. It goes back to Weber. He's double-teamed. Now coming out from the foul line. And putting up the two from the right side is Grant Goldsmith. His first score of the game is 47-41. 20 seconds into the fourth quarter. Jacob Scruggs for South Decatur. Double covered on the left wing. Gets it up front to Myers. Over to the right, that is Drake Skaggs. Drake comes into the lane, 1-on-4, and has it stuffed. Taking the ball right out of one of their hands and putting it up himself is Alex Myers. 47-43. 7:17 remaining. Weber, right wing for Oldenburg. Scruggs coming up to cover it. Down to the corner is Jacob Cornelius. The big presence inside now is Grant Goldsmith. Is tipped away by the, Cougars, and it is Jacob Scruggs stealing it away and putting up a layup. It's in for two. It's now 47-45.
That's the 12th turnover on Oldenburg, so turnovers really starting to add up right now.
They are indeed. Two-point margin for Oldenburg, and Coach Higdon calls a timeout. Let's keep it right here. Brian Samples, the numbers are just amazing. And so far in the fourth quarter, it's 4 points for South Decatur and 2 for Oldenburg. But individually, 25 so far, make it 27 now for Jacob Scruggs. And for the Twisters is Henry Wanstroth with 13, Jacob Cornelius with 10, Connor Miles with 14.
Yes, very balanced scoring, and that's kind of what you would expect when you look at all the averages. For Oldenburg, they outscored South Decatur 18-9 in that third period to get where they're at right now, but it's just, like you said, South Decatur scored four straight, so leads at 2.
What a great game. I'm so glad we decided to do this one. My Lord, I had no idea. And, again, this could become a rematch in the sectionals next week if things fall exactly right for these two teams. That would be wild. Oldenburg probably will beat Morristown if they play them. Southwestern Shelby would be a likely victim as well.
Yes, you're right. And it's set up for Oldenburg to get into that championship. And you look at that other side on Wednesday night, it'll be Jacksonville and Waldron at 6 o'clock. South Decatur at Edinburg, 7:30.
So let's see what happens here, as these teams are certainly getting postseason ready. 6:43 to go in regulation. It's 47-45 Oldenburg. And inbounding it is Jacob Stenger, going to Connor Miles, who is the star of the game tonight for the Twisters. Clock ticking down to 6:35. Down underneath that ball goes, and putting it up and missing it is Henry Wanstroth, but rebounding it for 2, Goldsmith. He scored the 4 points in the fourth quarter for Oldenburg so far. 6:20 remaining, 49-45. Underneath that ball goes for South Decatur, and they're going to claim a travel down there on the part of Taylen Absher. Terrific athlete who only has 2 points on the game. I'm really surprised, Brian.
I only have them for 8 turnovers as well. So as physical as this has been up and down the court, South Decatur's really taking care of the ball. And they've caused a lot of problems with this little 2-1-2 they've been using here on the half court.
No fouls there, just a possession situation. They got it right, and now to the foul line to Wanstroth. It goes back to the left wing to Connor Miles. 2 points up and good from about 12 feet. That's his range. 51-45, 6-point lead for Oldenburg. Just under 6 minutes remaining in regulation. Drake Skaggs, left wing for South Decatur. Dribbles into the lane to the foul line. Up for 2, back of the iron, no. Rebounded by Jacob Stenger. Almost taken away, but Connor Miles saves it for the Twisters. Miles, back over to Stenger on the right wing. To the foul line again to Wanstroth. Underneath it's Goldsmith. Hook shot off the back of the rim, no. Wanstroth fights for the rebound. Saves it in to Miles. He's in for a floater. That's off the left side of the rim. And pulling it down are the Cougars. Somebody got fouled in there by the Twisters.
And it is going to be a foul on Oldenburg.
I believe the man with the ball was, and the foul goes to Grant Goldsmith, his third. Man with the ball battling for it on the floor was Jamison Keller, who surprisingly hasn't scored in this one for South Decatur.
It's just the first foul in the quarter. We got 5:25 to go.
Checking out is Jalen McMurray for the Cougars. They trail by 6, 5:25 remaining. 51-45. Coming up court to get the inbound pass. That was Colby Rathburn, who's back in the game for Keller. And now, Alex Myers inbounds, gets it to Jacob Scruggs, and here come the Cougars. 5:20 left. They're down 6 at Oldenburg. And excuse me, Keller is back in. Rathburn replaced somebody else. Scruggs on the left wing, trying to get it past Cornelius, can't do it. Goes over to the right side to Drake Skaggs, who almost lets it go, but Rathburn saved it from going out of bounds. He's 1-on-2 now, up against Goldsmith. Much shorter, and so he gets it away to Keller. Layup good! Jamison Keller, his first score.
Stayed patient.
Coaches always use that word, and it was definitely key there. In for 2 with a free throw coming is Connor Miles on the other end for Oldenburg. Wow. What a play it was. And this is going to be Colby Rathburn with his third foul. Bucket good for Miles. He has 18 points in the game. It's 53-47 OA. And the free throw, also good. Miles has had a magic touch out there tonight. 54-47.
Right on his average, 19 points.
There is a jumper leaning for Scruggs, not good. Rebounded by Rathburn. He gets it back to Drake Skaggs. Now it's up front to Jameson Keller. Back in the hands of Jacob Scruggs. 4:24 remaining. South Decatur needs points. One of the defenses being applied by Oldenburg Academy. Very effective. Rathburn dribbling to his right. Can't go anywhere. It's back over to the left side. Now to Scruggs. Trying to drive baseline around the defense. A one-hander is not good. Goldsmith pulls it down. And we have 4 minutes remaining. Here's Connor Miles for OA. He twists and turns, taken out of his hands by Scruggs. Jacob gets it up front now to Rathburn. Rathburn with the green shoes, easy to spot. It's back to Scruggs. Dribbling baseline, leaves the ball behind, taken away by Goldsmith again. That is by Stenger. Now into the hands of Cornelius for OA. Back to Stenger now. Point guard who played so well last week. And there is Wanstroth getting a pass and a 30-second timeout called by Coach Higdon. Brian, 7-point margin with 3:36 to go. How's that going to hold up for OA?
Well, I think they're probably going to pull things out right now. I can see South Decatur's really, really extended. Their man-to-man is everywhere, so Oldenburg have to take care of the basketball. Probably looking, everything's going to be on the inside right now. I can't imagine them coming out firing up any threes right now. Protect that 7-point lead, get it either at the free throw line or easy buckets inside.
Oldenburg with 9 points in this fourth quarter to 6 for South Decatur. What an entertaining game it's been. We hope you've been entertained here on WRBI. We're very glad to have you with us. And we've got more action coming up this weekend that we will recap when we get done, if we can breathe. And we want to remind you that our broadcasts are brought to you by great sponsors, including Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt & Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Navi Mower Shop. Jim Williams, Brian Samples here on WRBI tonight.
Ready to meet South Ripley on Friday night. South Ripley, Jacksonville, that rival game. So that could be another one just like this to end the season.
Tons of fun. Connor Miles having plenty of it tonight. He is dribbling in front of the defense of Colby Rathburn. Goes behind his back, going to his left. Screen set by Wanstroth. To the lane goes Miles. No shot there. He gets it back up front to Stinger. 3:15 remaining. It is Rathburn trying to tip it away from Miles, but Miles gets it back. Spins. Goes into the lane. Partially blocked by Rathburn, but it comes down into the hands of Isaiah Wagoner, who scores his first 2 points of the game. It's 56-37, a 9-point lead for Oldenburg with 3 minutes remaining. And coming into the lane and fouled is Jacob Scruggs. Foul will be on Connor Miles. Only his second of the game. As active as he's been, I'm impressed that he only has two fouls.
That was a bad breakdown here for South Decatur. They played really good defense, got the shot they wanted, just didn't get the rebound.
Jacob Scruggs, the inbound. It goes off the foot of Isaiah Wagoner, who's come off the bench and played well. And now checking in will be Jacob Cornelius once again. He'll replace Wagoner. They're kind of a super sub tonight.
And both teams, I feel like, have gone to the bench and got really good play from players coming off the bench tonight.
They really have, absolutely. Alex Myers gets the inbound pass. Sends it away once again to Jalen McMurray. Back to the hands of Jacob Scruggs. He comes in off the glass, no. And putting it back for two is Myers, and he'll get a free throw. Alex Myers with a big one there, Brian. That was impressive. The foul going to Grant Goldsmith. That'll be his fourth.
And Alex is one we just talked about coming off the bench tonight. He's got 7 points, looking to make it 8.
And it's desperately needed by South Decatur. Checking out for the Cougars is Jalen McMurray. Myers with the 2, makes it 56-49. And it crawls off the rim to stay 56-49. But Scruggs takes it right out of the hands of Myers and in for 2. He's got 29 points on the game. It's 56-51, 2:35 remaining in regulation. Connor Miles, and has it knocked right out of his hand. Saved in by the Cougars. No. They say Rathburn
They say he stepped on the inline.
Stepped on the line before bouncing it off one of the twisters. Wow. Checking back in now, Taylen Absher. To give a more athletic look to the Cougars. And a foul, offensive foul on the twisters. This will be Isaiah Wagoner.
They had a set play from the free throw line. They were trying to clear everything down and get that lob for Henry on the inside and pushed off as they went down. So that's a turnover. That's now 15.
So rolling the ball three quarters of the court so the clock doesn't start till they pick it up are the Cougars. Jacob Scruggs does pick it up. Gets it to a wide open man underneath. Now it's Drake Skaggs, and he is fouled but no call on the floor. And the ball goes out of bounds back to the Twisters. 56-51 remains our score with 2:18 remaining on the clock.
Absher had a good look there from about 12 feet and didn't take it, and that kind of cost him that time.
Absolutely. Stuck in the backcourt now with the ball is Wagoner, who's back in. Gets it up front to Wanstrop. Henry goes left of the lane. That down to Cornelius. And now rocketing it back across to the right side to Miles. Here's the pass from Stinger. 2 minutes remaining. 5-point lead for Oldenburg. Just right of the lane. 1-on-3 is Miles. Jump ball on the floor. Possession arrow two. There's no foul there.
We can't see. It looks like it's going to South Decatur.
It is going to South Decatur.
Big possession here, both teams.
They're going to have to go full court. Taylen Absher, who only has 2 points in the game, will be inbounding. Coming back in is Jalen McMurray for the Cougars. Drake Skaggs takes the seat.
So three team fouls, Oldenburg, two for South Decatur. Minute 55 to go, 5-point game, Oldenburg up.
Colby Rathburn comes down to receive the pass from the other man with green shoes, and that is Taylen Absher. Rathburn brings it across midcourt. Minute 45 left. Cougars down 5. Scruggs almost loses the ball out of bounds, but gets it back. Trying to dribble around all the various twisters, and he does get a pass away, and there's a 3 attempt. Back of the iron, no good for McMurray. Rebounded by Miles, but it comes back into the hands of Scruggs. He puts up 2. 56-53 with less than a minute and a half remaining. 1:23 left. Miles. Up front it goes to Wagoner. Underneath, and offensive foul charged to Isaiah Wagoner before he can pass it away to Henry Wanstrop.
Yep, and he's trying to say that he did pass it. That'll just be a turnover. Won't be free throws. He did make the pass, but still, he continued through, and it was a charge. Good call.
The continuation was the foul. Coach Higdon comforting Wagoner there after such a good effort play. Taylen Absher to inbound. Again to Jacob Scruggs, who lets it roll almost to midcourt to save time. Minute 10 remaining. 56-53 is our score. Launching the three that could tie it. In and out of the rim is Jalen McMurray. Rebounded by the Twisters. That could do it. Here is Connor Miles on the left wing. Back to Jacob Stinger on the right. They're playing catch up front. 55 seconds remaining. 56-53. Oldenburg to score. Adam Weber comes up front. And they're going to say there's a foul as he was pursued by Absher there. Taylen has 3 more fouls to give. 50 seconds remaining in the game in regulation.
South Decatur still need to foul 2 more times.
Here is Rathburn on the defense as Stenger throws the ball in. He gets it to Connor Miles, who's the hero of the game for Oldenburg. And Oldenburg got fouled. Miles did, I should say, as he went up for a layup. There were about 3 Cougars right around him. Alex Myers is the one that gets tagged with the foul, who made a pretty heroic play himself a few moments ago. 47.5 seconds remaining on the clock. Connor Miles to the stripe. He has 19 points in the game. First shot away off the front of the rim.
He shoots it at 66%.
So you would think that would go down. That would have made 66% for this quarter.
Yeah, having 3 of 7 for the game, though.
Still 47.5 seconds. Connor Miles gets away and good. 57-53, a 4-point deficit. What can the Cougars do here? Scruggs launching a long three. Back of the iron and the right side. Not there. Stenger comes down with a rebound. It's Weber. And he is fouled. They're going to say that's on Abshire again. Only Talen's third foul. 36 seconds remaining on the clock now. 57-53. And our great sponsors on high school basketball and WRBI include Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Gehrings. And Ryan Samples, what a game we have seen here. 4 points, the margin, 57-53 for Oldenburg with 36.4 seconds remaining.
Yes, and it was just 56-53. South Decatur had a shot. They had a wide open three. Didn't knock it down. I think the last couple possessions for South Decatur, they've kind of gotten in a hurry. They forced something up really quick. Like right there, they, you know, you can take that to the bucket and get two. You still have 40, 45 seconds to go. On the other end, Oldenburg, I know Coach Higdon will be telling them right now, bring that out. You have the freshman Weber going to the free throw line to shoot the two. But a couple possessions, they've tried to attack when they've had 3 or 4 5-point lead and turn the ball over. So, again, these are all, you can't ask for a better game like this.
Man.
Heading into that sectional next week, you know, as tough as it's been on both teams, they've played so hard. The defense has been great. So a lot of learning coming out of this one tonight.
A lot of teams are going to have to look at some film on both these squads to see how to deal with them in the sectional, that's for sure. Man alive. So on the floor for Oldenburg, it is Miles, Stenger, Wanstroth, Cornelius, and on the line, freshman Adam Weber. For the Cougars, it's going to be Drake Skaggs, Jacob Scruggs, Colby Rathburn, also Talen Abshire, and Alex Myers. That's everybody. Weber to the line. First shot away, and good. 58-53, 36 seconds on the clock. That could do it. And may have. This would be an insurance win. Second shot for Weber. Also crawls good.
Big free throws for that young man. 50% on the year. He's 4 for 4 tonight.
Very big. And here is Rathburn going right of the lane. He is fouled by Oldenburg. 29 seconds remaining.
And that's not what Coach Higdon was looking for, because that
not
was
at all.
South Decatur to the free throw line. The clock stopped.
Connor Miles for his third foul of the game. Colby Rathburn with no points yet tonight. See if he can get his club a little closer with 29 seconds left. First one is off the back and then the front. I thought it was going to go back and down, but no. Second shot coming for Colby. Needs to make this, and he does. 59-54, 29 seconds on the clock. Connor Miles to inbound. Gets it to Stenger. Back to Miles. He's racing up the court on the left side. Behind his back, he gets it back to Stenger. Near midcourt, 22 seconds. And an intentional foul by the Cougars. I believe that's Rathburn that gave that one. It was. His fourth, 21 seconds exactly remaining. 5-point margin, and Connor Miles to the line. Miles has done it all for Oldenburg tonight. First one is back of the rim, no. Bounces way out of there. Not much the Cougars can do at this point, and especially with that one going good. 60-54, 21 seconds left. Here's Drake Skaggs coming across midcourt with it. Going to Scruggs. Now Skaggs for three from the left corner. No. High rebound comes down in the hands of Wanstroth with 11 seconds on the clock. He's fouled. And that probably locks it down for Oldenburg Academy. Foul charge to Rathburn. That will be all for Colby, who put in a heck of an effort, as all these Cougars did. But it was not quite enough. Connor Miles with an amazing game.
I have him for 1 point, so Oldenburg did a great job on defense. Is that what you have Colby for?
Yes, let's see here. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. Yes, Rathburn with one free throw. One of two.
Averages 10 points a game. So
wow. One of two in this quarter. He waited until the fourth to score that one. Here's Wanstrop with his first free throw. It is good. Henry now has 14. 11 seconds on the clock, and Oldenburg about to beat South Decatur. Second shot also good.
Oldenburg 6 out of 7. Last 7 free throws to put this away.
Jacob Scruggs bringing it up for South Decatur. Steps back for a 3. No. He was hot earlier. He is cold now, and that is it. Stopping the clock on a kick with 1/10 of a second on the clock are the officials.
You just want the game to end, but at the same time, you got to call something there so it doesn't get out of hand, somebody gets hurt.
And getting some substitutions in there are the Twisters.
Getting some seniors out on senior night.
Yep. Connor Miles gets a big hug coming off the floor, so does Henry Wanstroth. Into the inbound on the baseline is Jacob Stenger. One of the other Twisters in there is freshman David Koch. And the ball went harmlessly to the hand of Adam Weber, and that was it. Our final. Wow. What a game. Maybe the best one I've seen this year. The Oldenburg Academy Twisters beat the Cougars of South Decatur 62-54, but they didn't do it without a fight. So we'll be back to recap it in just a few moments. It's Brian Samples and Jim Williams here on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
February is Heart Month and serves as a great reminder to make sure you're taking the necessary steps to prevent heart disease. If you're looking for high-quality heart care close to home, Margaret Mary Health is proud to partner with the Christ Hospital Health Network to bring cardiologists to Batesville 5 days a week. The key to better health lies in taking proper care of your heart. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org. That's mmhealth.org.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
This is the Post Game Show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
Well, what a game this has been. And it is a huge night for the Oldenburg Academy Twister Boys as they twisted their way past the South Decatur Cougars 62-54. And Brian Samples, I just haven't seen a better game this season. It has been really, really impressive. The athleticism on both these squads, the young men that scored the bulks of the points for either of their teams, and everybody else who contributed, has just been impressive.
Yes, yes, and got to hand it to both teams. I'll tell you what, you have teams like that have a couple of guys that can handle the basketball the way they do, especially when you look at Scruggs and you got Connor Miles on the other end for Oldenburg. The way they can get it down the court and make things happen is really impressive. And, you know, I think Miles had 21. Looks like Scruggs had 31. So not only are they taking care of the basketball as your point guard, they're also putting it in the hole, too. So, you know, a lot of really good things there. Again, this is going to lead up to a great week next week. But tonight for Oldenburg, it was Connor Miles, Jacob Cornelius, and Calvin Grody playing in their final ball game. Three seniors honored here before we started tonight. And a really neat thing with Calvin Grody, he actually got the opening tip. Tipped it to South Decatur. They went down, let them score 2 points, came back the other way, gave it to Calvin. He got a bucket as his first bucket in high school, so he's going to leave out of here with that. So a really neat thing to happen there. Glad both coaches decided to do something like that.
Yeah, when somebody asks how many points did you score in your career and he says two, he'll be oddly able to be proud of that. It was really neat neat thing to see Calvin get that done. But, wow, what a game it was. And the big guys for each squad, well, one was predictable, and that was Jacob Scruggs for South Decatur. Jacob ended up with 31 points in the game. But having seen the Twisters a few times this season, I never would have expected 21 from Connor Miles. He exploded tonight.
Yes, and, you know, he's been playing well all year. Another player, Henry Wanstroth.
Yes.
He took over there. I think we said in that third quarter he had 9 points in about 3.5 minute spurt when Oldenburg was down at the half to get them back out in front. So they did a really good job of adjusting there at the halftime. And, you know, Connor getting the ball inside. And then they were able to use him a little bit on the outside there through the end of that third quarter into the fourth, expand that lead out, and be able to put the game away.
We'll try and stall a little bit and see if Coach Michael Higdon will join us. But let's take a look at some of the other numbers. I know Brian's got a ton of them. Let me just run down the points unofficially. The team scores by quarter. It was 13-12 after one in favor of Oldenburg. But then in the second period, it went 20-14. In favor of South Decatur. That gave us our halftime score of 32-27 with the Cougars in the lead. In the third period, look at this. It was Oldenburg racking up 18-9 for the Cougars. It was 45-41 after three. And then in that decisive fourth quarter, 17 points for the Twisters, 13 for the Cougars. Our final, Oldenburg Academy 62 and South Decatur 54. Again, unofficially on the individual points, as we mentioned, Connor Miles lit things up for Oldenburg when he had to throughout most of the game. 21 points overall, and he was fairly balanced with each quarter as it went along. 6-4 Adam Weber, the freshman who is going to get a lot of playing time the next 3 years. Also, 2 early on for Jacob Stenger, who scored quite a bit more last week, but didn't need to tonight. 10 for Jacob Cornelius, who really came out of the shell that we kind of saw him in last week and got into double figures. 15 for Henry Wanstroth inside, as we mentioned. Also, 2 on a bucket in the fourth quarter for Isaiah Wagoner, who had some nice defense throughout, especially the second half. Grant Goldsmith had a pair of buckets for 4, and again, the 2 early on for Calvin Grody. For the South Decatur Cougars, again, it was Jacob Scruggs, averaging 24 points a game, racking up 31 in this one, and really trying to lead his team almost single-handedly. But boy, he sure had a lot of help, and these guys were great making moves on the floor. They just didn't have the point-making ability that Jacob had, but certainly contributing quite a bit was Drake Skaggs. He only had 2 points, but he was great with handling the ball and footwork. Also with 2, Talon Absher, very athletic, but held down, I think, by that Twister defense. Colby Rathburn had 1 of 2 free throw shooting for a single point. Jalen McMurray with 8 on a pair of threes and a bucket. And then Jameson Keller had 2. Alex Myers with 7 in the game for South Decatur. So, Brian, what are some of the other numbers that we've got that tell the story of this one? I just loved the way this game went.
Kind of as we expected, most of the numbers are pretty even. Oldenburg did have 16 turnovers to just 10 for South Decatur, so something Oldenburg, obviously, they're only averaging about 10 or 11 a game, so South Decatur took them out of a few things that they're used to doing. Oldenburg 1 out of 10 from threes, but they made that up, shooting 15 of 20 from the free throw line. and they were 22 of 34 from two. So the big disparity there was the free throws, and there were a few there at the end, you know, trying to get a foul call to get the ball back with South Decatur. On the flip side, South Decatur just 5 of 9 from the free throw line.
Uh-huh.
So 15 of 20 compared to 5 of 9.
That's going
to
do it for you.
South Decatur was 16 of 32 from twos. They were 4 of 24 from threes. And again, as I said, they just had the 10 turnovers. So they started out hot with those threes, but man, in the second half, it really went away from them. That was something that had helped them build that lead early.
Absolutely. It seemed to be a great weapon in the first half, but then you're right. In the second, they were ice cold from three, including the previously magic hand of Jacob Scruggs. In fact, he didn't hit a three in the second half. He ended up with 31 points, but he hit three of them in that first half and two huge ones in the second quarter.
And you know, that as you looked, and I thought Oldenburg did a really good job at the half of making those adjustments, but at their man-to-man defense, they switched a lot better, and they took a lot of those away, too. So it was kind of the fact that South Decatur wasn't hitting, but Oldenburg had a lot better pressure on the ball, hands up on the shots, but just their switching defense seemed to play a lot better than what they did in the first half. So I thought they made some good adjustments that brought them out to this win.
And as we mentioned, coming into the sectionals next week, things are going to be even crazier than they were tonight, and hopefully be just as entertaining for fans as this one was. It certainly was. On Tuesday, it's going to be Greensburg facing Rushville, North Decatur, and Milan. We will air that North Decatur-Milan game for you from South Ripley on WRBI. Also on Wednesday, it'll be Batesville-South Dearborn, also Jacksonville-Waldron, Franklin County, Connersville, and South Decatur facing Edinburgh in Edinburgh. And I believe we will have Batesville, South Dearborn, and Jacksonville, Waldron in those matchups. And, Brian, what are your thoughts on the various matchups as they stack up going into the postseason, the sectional?
I'll tell you what, it, for the first time, and I went through the polls today, and the polls are the polls, you know, they're voted on, they get them in there.
Sure.
There's not a team around in our area here that has anybody ranked in the top 20, but there's so many even teams, anybody could roll out of this thing. You just look down the way, each one of these sectionals has three or four or five teams that can actually come out of that thing. It's going to be a lot of really good basketball as we finish up the season. There's a week left of regular season, and next week on Tuesday those will fire off. So you look all the way through the records, the Sagarins, there's, you know, three, four, or five teams in each one that can roll out of those things. It's going to be a lot of fun when it gets here.
Absolutely, and we're pleased to be joined by Oldenburg Athletic Director and Boys Head Coach Michael Higdon. And, Coach, this was really a huge victory for you. What an exciting game it was. How did you go about making it all happen?
We just made some adjustments at halftime. We knew we needed to go inside out. I felt like, especially when they went zone, I mean, we had looks inside. We just didn't throw the ball. And then finally at halftime, we talked, get the ball inside. They looked inside, turned, found people. Every time we got inside, it seemed like we got a good shot. And Connor, then obviously,
Connor Myers seemed to be on fire leading your team tonight.
Yeah, he usually is. he had some good looks. He missed some that he usually hits. But, you know, I mean, once you start getting triple-teamed and everything, it's kind of hard to get a shot off now. But, you know, the other guys did a good job of finishing around him.
And in the second half, Brian and I were just mentioning that South Decatur seemed to really lose their shooting touch and go ice cold. And certainly that had a lot to do with your defense.
Yeah. I mean, the Scruggs kid, he averages about 24 a game, about five assists. So
ended up with 31 tonight, but it didn't hurt you. 31.
Jeez. I didn't feel like he had 31. Wow. I mean, then that was the other thing we talked about was he's going to get his points, but we can't let the other guys beat us. And I think we did at least, hopefully, I think, a pretty good job on that, not letting the other guys beat us as bad.
Yes, you did. One we looked at was Rathburn averaging 10 a game. He just had one, and you held the others. You had Keller only had two, Absher had two, Skaggs with two. So you did a really good job on those guys. So if you had to offset it, that's the way you would do it. We did talk about adjustments, and it looked like you made really good adjustments at halftime. I know you were just kind of talking about those, but I think in the first 3.5 minutes of that third quarter, Wanstroth had 9 straight points.
Yeah.
He had four to half. He got those nine, and pretty soon you were down, you know, four or five, and now you're up five or six, and it seemed like that just kind of set everything off for the rest of the half.
Yeah. We talk about inside out pretty much every game. So we're not a great three-point shooting team. And when we attack inside, whether it's Connor or whether it's thrown it into the post to Henry, that usually helps our offense to go. Sometimes we do it right away. Sometimes it takes us to remind them at halftime. But, yeah, usually when we get into Henry inside, good things happen.
Good things definitely happen for you, no doubt about it. So, Coach, Brian and I mentioned a couple times you could end up rematching with these guys in the sectionals. And how does this result feed into that possibility for you?
I mean, obviously, after this game, I think, you know, South Decatur, if we see them again, they're definitely going to be ready to come after us. You know, I mean, I think we'll have probably a similar game plan. We'll be able to just kind of go back, watch film, and make kind of some adjustments and, you know, try to block out and not give up offensive rebounds constantly like we were doing. And just make sure we get the ball inside. And it gives us kind of a look at what their zone looks like and how they're going to guard us if they zone, how they're going to guard us if they start to come out and extend it a little bit. And it gave us a good look at some of their sets, too. So we kind of know what we can look for.
Well, Coach, it was really an impressive victory tonight. Congratulations on it. And you're now on the positive side, 11-10. So yeah. Congratulations there. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Coach Michael Higdon of the Twisters here at Oldenburg Academy. What a twist of a game it was. They were like a tornado when they were out there. And, Brian, this was just a spectacular performance. You know, coach is kind of soft-spoken and understated, but he was clearly pleased and excited about this, even though in a quiet way.
Yes, and we mentioned Connor Miles and also Henry Wanstroth, you know, the way they played and got their points. Everybody that came in the game tonight for Oldenburg and for South Decatur, as far as that goes, everybody came in and contributed, gave some really good minutes, and both coaches have to be happy with that they got, you know, a lot of good bench play, guys able to step up, keep things going. So, you know, it was a team effort both ways. And, again, you said it, you know, really good game, one of the better ones I've seen this year. So congrats to both of those. And everybody we mentioned earlier, good luck next week. That's the time of year we're looking for, that sectional, and everybody's ready for it, I think.
No doubt about it. And we'll be right back to wrap this one up in just a moment. Again, our final score, Oldenburg Academy 62 and South Decatur 54 on Country 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back to put the finishing touches on it from the Oldenburg Academy gym. Jim Williams and Brian Samples. And a reminder, everybody, that our outstanding sponsors are the folks who keep us going with all this sports on WRBI. They include Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehring's, Ison's Family Pizza, the home of Coach's Corner, Monday night at 6 with Terrence Arney. Also, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Runs Gutswiller, JCE Bank, Margaret Mary Health, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Nobby Mower Shop. And Brian Samples, we have got just a start on the upcoming week and weekend, because we have much more action to wrap up the regular season coming up on Thursday. It will be, this looks like an interesting 3A game, Batesville at Shelbyville. It'll be Terrence Arney and myself with that one. And then on Friday, Jackson Dell at South Ripley, yourself and Rob Moorhead.
Yes, yeah, big week to finish up here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, basically a couple games of some good rivals there, close, and it'll be a lot of fun in the week.
Well, this was really a neat rivalry game, too, and it was my first opportunity to see the Cougars, and boy, am I impressed, but certainly impressed with the team I've seen several times so far, that is these Twisters here at Oldenburg Academy, and what an effort both these squads put out. It was really outstanding. I don't know that we could have asked for a whole lot more.
No, it's exactly what you want to see, and both coaches got to see what they needed to take a look at heading into next week. Obviously, Oldenburg, a lot easier step to get to that championship game. South Decatur got a lot of work to do to get through those brackets, but it is what it is. Might see them again next week. You never know.
That, of course, is the point of the brackets and those draws and all that kind of thing, the ping pong machines with the air. And so you don't have hands interfering in those sorts of things. Again, we have coming up this week for you on Thursday, Batesville Shelbyville, 7:15 the air time, 7:30 the tip. Same thing on Friday as Jackson Dell takes on South Ripley. Again, our final score here at Oldenburg Academy, it is the OA Twisters with their 11th win of the year against 10 losses, 62-54 over the Cougars of South Decatur. What an outstanding contest it was. Brian Samples, thanks so much for joining us, as always, and we will talk to you again soon. Thanks again to the great John Heil in the studio for keeping it all on the air for us. I'm Jim Williams saying so long tonight from Oldenburg Academy, and we'll be back in just the next couple of days with more hoops on The Sports Voice, 103.9 FM WRBI, also WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app. Good night, everybody.